Many Mefarshim have noted the connection between the Yosef story and the holiday of Hanukkah, not only because the Parshios describing the famous story of Yosef, his brothers, the descent into Egypt, and eventually his leadership there, are always read around the time of Hanukkah, but also because the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, going on to Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, seems to, out of nowhere, combine these two seemingly unrelated stories. On the one hand, the Gemara there, in the middle of the famous sugyos that discuss the holiday of Hanukkah, specifically mentions a Gemara about a halacha, about how the menorah, the candles for Hanukkah, cannot be higher than 20 amos, similar to the halacha we have about an eruv, as well as the halacha about how high a sukkah can be. And in all three of the cases, the Gemara seems to be assuming that the reason is because the lo sholta be'ene, that higher than 20 amos is out of a person's natural field of vision. In all three of these cases, we want this to be something that a person would see. The reminder of the Eruv, the height of the sukkah, the schach, and then the candles themselves. Right after this halacha telling us this very technical din about how high the candles of Hanukkah can be, the Gemara immediately then, seemingly with no connection, has a very famous drush on a pasuk that we just read in Parshas Vayeshev, when the Torah tells us that Yosef was thrown into the pit, v'habor reik v'ein bo mayim, the bore was empty, the pit was empty, and there was no water. So the Gemara points out that it seems to be redundant. If it was empty, of course there was no water. And the Gemara famously explains that it's true that there was no water, aval nechashim v'akravim yeshba, but there were snakes and scorpions. It was a very deadly and dangerous place. What does this famous drush about Yosef have to do with the holiday of Hanukkah? Why is this Agarata by Yosef tucked in the middle of all these dinim and all the halachos that the Gemara here in Masechta Shabbos describes and discusses about Hanukkah? The Meshech Chachma, in his commentary to Parshas Vayeshev, very beautifully and characteristically, brilliantly, explains on a deeper level. And in order to do so, he points out that there is a very famous question about what is the main theme of the holiday of Hanukkah. Is it the nace of the Pach Shemen? Is it the miracle that the Chashmonaim lit, the one tahor, a jug of oil, and it lasted for a week, even though there was really only enough for one day? Or was it the military victory, the Rabban Biyad Ma'atim, how the ragtag Jewish army defeated the Greeks, redeemed the Beis HaMikdash, and resumed the sovereignty? Says the Meshech Chachma, he thinks it's clear that Iker Hanes was Li Nitzachon Malchus Antiochus V'Yisrael Kiblu Melucha Masayim Shana. Clearly, the military victory and the resumption of Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel for 200 plus years is the main miracle. And yet, the focus and the bracha that we make, the mitzvos of the holiday, are associated specifically with the less important miracle, that of the menorah in the Beis Mikdash. Why? So the Meshech Chachma connects this to a halacha in the Avudraham. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph that if a person passes a place where a miracle had taken place, then they should make a bracha. And the Avudraham says this is specifically referring to a miracle that is shelo kader chateva, a miracle that breaks the bounds of nature, what the Ramban famously referred to as a nes nigla. So if you pass a place where there was a nes nistar, something that was, you know, seemingly coincidental, but we believe in the Yad Hashem, that still doesn't get a bracha. But if you pass a place where there was a miracle that was shelo kader chateva, beyond the bounds of nature, breaking the usual rules of nature, then you would make a bracha. So in essence, says the Meshech Chachma, that's why we make a bracha specifically on the mitzvah of the Neis Pach Shemen, because the idea of oil lasting for a week when there's only enough for one day, that is a miracle that clearly broke the bounds of nature, the rules of nature. However, the fact that a guerrilla small army could defeat a world power, that is not likely, it's very unlikely, it's incredible, we believe it's Yad Hashem, but it could be explained al derech hateva, asymmetrical warfare, you know, see Vietnam or other such examples in modern history. It's not unprecedented, it's not impossible. And therefore, specifically, even though the main miracle is the military victory and the resumption of sovereignty, but because of that technicality, we make a bracha on the menorah. Says the Meshech Chachma, that parallel phenomenon is exactly what happens in the holiday, in the story of Yosef. On the one hand, what was the main miracle? Clearly says the Meshech Chachma, the main miracle of the story was the fact that he is not that he survived the boar, but rather, misibur hashkacha, he became sar al kol ha-mitzriim, and he became the head of Egypt, the leader of Egypt. He's able to not only save the Egyptians and the world at the time, but more importantly, for our purposes, he's able to save his entire family, bring them down to Egypt to feed them, etc. However, he points out there's an incredible medrash in Bereishis Rabbah and Parsha Kuf that tells us that a little bit later on, when when Yaakov actually dies, on their way back from burying Yaakov in the Maris HaMachpelah, Yosef passes none other than the place where the actual boar that he had been thrown in all the way back years earlier at the beginning of the story. And the Medrash tells us that when he passed that boar, when he passed that pit where the whole story had begun and he had been miraculously saved from the snakes and the scorpions, he made the bracha of She'asali Neset B'makom Hazeh. And says the Meshech Chachma, this is exactly parallel to what we just saw in the holiday of Chanukah. Because clearly, in the big picture, the main emphasis and the main miracle of the story is not that he got saved from the pit, the boar, rather that he miraculously became the head of the entire Egyptian empire and was thereby able to save his family. And yet, we don't make a bracha on that, because that is one coincidence after another, which theoretically could be explained through natural causes, even though, of course, we believe it's Yad Hashem. However, even though that's the main miracle, it doesn't get a bracha because it was a nes nistar. It was through natural means. However, the fact that he was saved from being in a close and confined space, in a pit, which was filled with poisonous snakes and scorpions, that is completely impossible to understand al derech hateva. It's impossible that he couldn't have gotten bitten at least once, and that at least one of those snakes or scorpions' poison wouldn't have killed him. And yet, he survived it until he was sold into slavery down into Egypt. That, says Meshech Chachma, was a nes shelo kederech hateva. That was a nes that broke the rules of nature, and therefore, technically, that's where Yosef made the bracha, even though Yosef understood that the real main point of the story wasn't that he got out of the pit, but everything that happened afterwards. Similar to the laws of Chanukah, where the main miracle isn't the Nes Pach Shemen, and yet we make a bracha on that, despite the fact that the main miracle was the resumption of Jewish sovereignty and the military victory. So we have this incredible parallelism between the story of Yosef and the story of Chanukah. In both cases, there was a technical reason why we make the bracha on a less important miracle, because that miracle was Shelo Kederech Hateva, even though we're trained and we are expected to see that the ultimate miracle was actually the bigger picture, which happens through natural events, but is really the main point of the respective stories. And this, says Meshech Chachma, is why, of all things, what's the halacha that's mentioned in the Gemara right before the Yosef story? Shalta be'ene, the idea that you need to be able to see. We have to have a vision. We have to be able to see clearly, and that will allow us to see what's the real miracle in each story.